Now that the business is taken care of, I'd like to use the rest of our time to do four things. First, I'll take maybe 10 minutes or so to discuss meditation posture and cover some of the basics of that, and we'll probably say more about it next week as well. Then we'll have a guided meditation, which we'll do every week. And by guided meditation, I'll sort of lead you through a 30-minute meditation, talking some but not all of the time, giving you hints and reminders what to do. That'll be the main way we learn the form of meditation we'll be doing. Following the guided meditation, I'll give a short talk on something we call mindfulness, which is central in the kind of meditation we'll be doing. And then I'll leave 10 or 15 minutes at the end for questions and discussion. And again, if anybody's got lots of questions, stick around and we'll handle as many as we can. Next week, I'll roughly follow this sequence, but there'll be more time for the talks, and I'll start to get a little bit into meditation theory and some of the ideas and purposes behind it. But for tonight, I want to stick with one of the important things about getting started, which is posture. I'll speak first for those sitting on the floor and then a little bit for those of you on the pews. And by the way, there are things called kneelers. They're little benches, usually about 8 inches high, like this. And you sit on them with your knees tucked underneath. And any of you who feel really uncomfortable sitting cross-legged on the floor but like to be low to the ground with a low center of gravity, the kneelers can be quite useful. Unfortunately, I don't know yet if there's a place to get them in the Chicago area. There are. They haven't. That's in Wheaton. And there are a number of places you can order them online, though. Who knows how long they take. You can also probably get these at Quest. Yeah, there are square ones, and now they have kind of butt-shaped ones with wings on the end, and you can get quite a variety. Okay. For posture, especially when we're new to this, we'll try to strike a balance between two things. One is to sit upright. If the more you can comfortably sit upright, and this applies whether we're on the floor or on a chair or something, it's easier to stay alert. The mind can be clearer and sharper. So if you meditate at home, I don't recommend soft, you know, big, fluffy, cushy couches and the kind of chairs that you sort of sink into and disappear. Unless you want to have a good nap, and then it can be okay. The second thing is to be fairly relaxed and comfortable. So as you do this, you'll find, you know, try to straighten up, but don't take it so far that you're stiff or you're exasperating a pain in the lower back or something. So as much as you can without getting significantly uncomfortable, sit up straight. And in future weeks, I'll show you a few little stretches and some other things that help loosen our bodies up and make it easier to sit. So upright and comfortable or relaxed. Could add a third thing, which is balanced from side to side and also front to back. So if you're upright, which means your weight is mainly on your hips, and then the back and the head are directly above them, then you're not leaning forward, and you, of course, and you don't want to be kind of pulled back. Those will make your back muscles tired, and at some point that becomes a distraction or even painful. Though if you're new to this, it may take time to adapt and adjust, and things, you know, you may be shifting and experimenting for a while. So there's no hurry, but keep those things in mind. Upright, relaxed, comfortable, and balanced both from front to back and side to side. There are a number of ways you can place your legs. One is just, you know, old-fashioned cross-legged. Another one, which is sometimes called Burmese style. I'm not sure they do this in Burma, but I haven't been there, so I'm not sure. You put one foot, which you can't see because of all the cloth, against the inner thigh of the other leg, and then you fold the other foot in front. So the legs aren't on top of each other in this one. Or the feet aren't under your knees like when we sit this way. And for some, if you especially you do a few stretches so your hips loosen up a bit, this can be quite comfortable. One of the things that's good about it is it helps the knees to drop. And the lower your knees are, the lower your center of gravity, and your weight spreads out a little more. So low knees is good, but do you the best you can. Some of us from sports or work or whatever have big or strong or tight thighs, and so that'll tend to pull the knees up. So you can experiment with that. A third is sometimes called a half lotus. You take one of the feet and put it on the opposite thigh. Some people will tuck it way up here. I tend to put mine more in front. So one leg is on top of the other one. And if you're loose enough to do this, then again, one leg is pretty much on the ground and the other one's fairly low. Another advantage of having your knees low is there's less interfering with your breathing, which, since the meditation we'll be doing uses the breathing a lot, the more relaxed and open the breathing, the better. So, and if you like, there's the so-called full lotus where both feet come up, something like this. If you can do this relatively comfortably, it's a great way to meditate. It's really solid, it's stable, you have a low center of gravity and so on. But don't feel obligated to do it. If I didn't have so much cloth, I would stay there, but this is good enough for me. So that's a bit about the legs. Now I'd like to say something about the cushion. It's best to sit on the front half of your cushion if you've got one of these round zafu things. If you sit in the middle, not sure how to describe what happens, but the benefit of sitting on the front part, and this also applies to those of you who are in pews, or if you meditate at home on a chair, sit on the front part of it. That is, not leaning back against the back of the pews or the chair. I'll say more about that in a bit. If we sit on the front part of the cushion, or if you fold a blanket, it supports the back, where the tailbone, there are two areas about that big where your weight rests on the cushion. And so you want to be supporting that. But if you're on the front edge of your cushion, it tends to help push up under your spine and helps you to sit upright. If you sit, especially if you have a big fluffy cushion and you sit kind of back on it or in the middle, which some people think will be comfortable, it doesn't help much for sitting up straight. So sitting on the front part makes it a lot easier to sit up straight. Did that make any sense? Okay. Hands. There are a variety of ways of doing your hands, and I prefer a simple way, which is put them wherever you want in a way that's comfortable and where you can more or less forget about them. Some places, especially Zen centers, like you to hold your hands like this in your lap. You can do that if you like. But the reasons for doing that in a Zen center don't fully apply with the way we'll be meditating here. So, if the weather's cool, I'll just lay one hand on top of the other in my lap. And I try to pull it in. If they're out like this, it tends to pull you forward. So I'll try to hold it in up against my belly or under my belly. But especially when it's warm, I'll just put my hands on my knees in a comfortable way like this. And find a position for them where your shoulders can just be loose and relaxed. It can hang. If your hands are too much, if it's pulling you forward, not so good. So you can lay them on your thighs, on the knees. And some people prefer to keep them up open like this, which I do if it's really hot. It's cooler to have the palms open and upturned. But usually I do this or this. And that's one of the things you can experiment with and just find what's comfortable for you. But again, check first that your shoulders are loose, relaxed, your forearms, there's no tension. Some of us have little habits like we put our hands like this and before we know it we're grabbing our knee, which means you've got tension in your forearm. So if you catch yourself doing that, just notice it and relax that tension. Okay, so that's hands, arms. The head, I've already talked about sitting upright, so that continues through the head. I like to imagine a little thread, preferably silken, magically tied to the crown of my head or stapled on or whatever. And it's kind of attached to the clouds, so sort of my head's kind of held up by the clouds as opposed to letting it droop forward or flop to the sides. And if the crown is up like this, you also avoid... Some people tend to let their chin drift up and then the head will droop back. And some people like that because if you sit like this, the mind tends to be dull. and it's kind of peaceful, but peaceful in a dull way. And if you're not careful, your mouth hangs open too. Fortunately, we don't have many flies here, so at least not right now. So you want the head to be up, and then tuck the chin in just a smidgen. You know, you don't want to drop the chin, but just kind of your head's up and then tuck the chin in just a little bit. So there's a tiny incline of the face downward. And then the eyes gaze down past the nose. Don't focus on the tip of your nose, but just gaze past it in front of you. And it's okay to close your eyes if you prefer that, but it's not necessary. Especially if you're sleepy, it's good to leave your eyes partially open. Usually not wide open, but maybe a quarter to a half open. And just gazing down in front of you. If you keep them a bit open, the movement of air and a little bit of light helps you stay awake. But you gaze in front of you, so you're not really noticing people in front of you or around you. If your eyelids do close and you don't go to sleep, then that's fine as well. A couple last little details and then we'll move on. From time to time, you may want to double check that you're not staring. Some of us, either because we wear glasses or we stare at computer screens a lot or just habit, have a tendency to stare, especially when we try to concentrate. And I'm not going to really encourage you to try to concentrate, but we will talk about concentrating. And so people tend to try. And sometimes, you know, we do that by sort of staring, which creates a lot of tension around the eyes, which is uncomfortable and can be distracting. So from time to time, you may want to check and make sure you're not staring at your eyes are relaxed. Similarly, the jaw. Some people don't do this, but some, you know, are kind of jaw clenchers. And it'll be a lot more pleasant as you learn to just relax the jaw. We'll keep the mouth closed, at least the lips, but the jaw preferably is relaxed. Okay? So those are some things on posture. I'll repeat some of this next week because you probably won't remember all of that. So, now that we've been sitting for a while, are any of you feeling stiff? Please stand up for a minute and loosen up so that we can then sit down for 30 minutes. So wiggle your legs or rotate or whatever works. If that's comfortable, it's okay. It's a little out of balance. But it's okay. It might be good to get a cushion so you can sit up. But I don't know if we have enough cushions. Yeah. But you can experiment. Because if you sit that way, it puts a little twist in your spine, which isn't so great.
I have a question about sitting in a pew.
Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
Knees out, or they have to be straight? Or?
If you're sitting on a pew or a chair, again, sit towards the front. As much as possible, have your feet shoulder width apart, pointing forward, flat on the floor. And I find it helpful to take a moment to relax my feet into the floor. Because sometimes we tense our feet and that creates tension all the way up our legs and back. So let your feet relax into the floor, shoulder width apart, pointing forward. And ideally, the upper leg and the lower leg will form a right angle. And so some people need to put a phone book under their feet or something to get something close to a right angle. The rest is pretty similar to what I said for sitting on the floor. Upright and balanced, can put your hands where you like. And unless you really need back support, it's best not to lean against the back of a chair or these pews. The drawback of these pews, for example, is they're sloped. Yeah, so it's better to sit on the edge, which is easier in the front row or the one on the sides. But if you do have something going on with your back where you need the support, then what's important is to get the support in the right place. So if you lean against the back of a chair, it usually supports the upper back, which isn't what we need. We need it in the lower back, about this high. And so it's often good to have a cushion between your lower back and the back of the chair so that you've got the support but sit upright. Otherwise, there will be some curve in the spine, which is interferes a bit with the breathing and is also a little bit of a problem for sort of some of the energy dynamics. So now for our guided meditation.